What's up, guys? You are now listening to the Diovicious World Radio Podcast. Are we about to let the beat drop? Thank you very much for listening. And enjoy the show.
More. 500 miles and I will walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles and falls down at your door.
Da da da
da da da da
da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da. Whoa, I don't know what the hell happened. It's
That is crazy, dude.
Dude, how you been?
I've been good. How about you?
I've been pretty good.
And you?
It's been a crazy week.
How you been, Scylla?
Good.
She's all being, ladies and gentlemen, she's being the female Bob Ross right now.
I know.
She's all artistic.
Right yeah, now. Artistic.
Artistic. Shout out to Desert Risen.
Yeah, shout out to Desert Risen.
She's like giving us, a, like, damn, these fools need to shut up.
I finished a domino set, though. It came out really nice. I was surprised on it.
Yeah.
It came out, like, the best almost.
Oh, is that the one that you posted on your page?
Dude.
The Rodriguez one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit looks dope as fuck.
It does look dope as fuck.
Yeah. Shout out to Desert Resin one more time.
Yeah. Shout out to Desert Resin Custom Dominoes.
Yeah, the custom dominoes, custom ashtrays.
Yeah.
Custom keychains.
Ear, yeah, custom, ear tunnels.
Custom self-defense weapons.
Masks.
Yeah. Masks. Jerseys.
Baby onesies.
Baby onesies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that's that good dope. Stuff. All that goods.
Yeah.
All the goods.
Yeah, all the goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week has been very interesting, yo.
Yeah, it's been
how was
really
your
weird.
Week? First and foremost, how was your week?
It was pretty smooth.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was pretty cool. I took this weird test. I didn't really talk about it too much, but it was called a H. pylori test or something. And it's where, like, you have to, like...
Fuck is that?
I know, it's weird. It's some kind of, like, stomach, like, bacteria that the doctor tries to find in your stomach. And so, they make you breathe into this little Capri Sun bag.
The fuck?
And so you have to like breathe in the Capri Sun bag.
Yeah.
And then they make you drink like a strong ass Capri Sun.
Yeah.
And then the Capri Sun actually just, it's really strong.
Yeah.
And then they make you wait 15 minutes and you breathe in another bag. And then that's it. And I was like, what the hell did I just do? I don't
that's
know what I did.
Fuck you.
Really weird. I was like, I hope my breath don't stink. But I don't know.
That's all you're worried.
That's all. I hope I don't have. But I'd rather have that and get rid of it in a month. Supposedly, it's you can cure it. But
I hate to say this, but like my mom always advises me.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. With the mother.
With the mother. You gotta have
apple
the
cider
mother.
Vinegar with the mother.
That's like,
I used to take shots of that, and that was, I didn't realize how bad for your system it is.
Shots?
Yeah, well, because we used to take shots, and they
shots
it worked.
Shots?
Yeah, but it's too strong.
That's,
yeah,
that's
it's
crazy,
not,
dude.
It's not good for you. I didn't realize it's not good for you straight like that, concentrated. You need to mix it with water.
You gotta mix that, like, half like a teaspoon or half a teaspoon.
We used to take a shot glass and just do it.
That's bonkers.
I know.
Dude.
I don't even know why we did that. In fact,
dude.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Apple cider vinegar with the mother.
With the mother. Not the father.
Not
with
the
mother.
The mother.
Yeah, because you know mothers. They're mother.
But other than that, though.
Yeah.
Everything's all good.
Yeah, everything's been pretty good, you know.
That's what's up.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Just been trying to get through the week.
Yeah.
You know, enjoying my days off, getting some rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
It's always a beautiful thing coming over here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always beautiful.
How about you, sis? How's your week?
Good. It's my Tuesday at work tomorrow, so I'm just back at work.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love the nails.
I know.
Shout out to, who's the homegirl?
CN Nails.
Jacqueline.
Shout out to Jacqueline.
Yeah.
For hooking up week? The sis.
Yeah, how was your week?
Oh, my week? It wasn't too shabby. I just stayed home.
Yeah.
Just stayed home and do the regular routine. Friday mornings, laundry, chill.
We didn't get to do that this week.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's mine and the little lady's routine. I make breakfast while she does the laundry, you know, and we'll have our usual waffles and a couple sausages and some eggs.
Yeah.
You know, and Saturday, stayed home as well. And I just caught up with a couple of my work with Made With Love, you know.
Yeah.
With my handmade jewelry, like, it's pretty fucking awesome. I'm working on this dope-ass piece, but, like, you know how you can get writer's block?
Yeah.
I call it artist block.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, because I was working on the piece, and I'm like, okay, what do I need to do with you? Like, I'm tired of looking at you, yo. Like, like, you know, like, I'm tired of looking at you. I just want to get this piece done. And then, boom, light bulb. I'm like, holy shit. Nice. Now I know what to do.
Yeah.
Now I know what to do. I haven't been messing with it for the simple fact that I don't want to work on it late and then mess up my sleep pattern.
Yeah.
And I'm all groggy.
Yeah.
I'm all like, you know how that is.
Yeah.
Like when you stay up hella late and then you're like, fuck, dude, the alarm just opened, yo. And that was that, you know?
Yeah, and, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, and shout out to the people in the air radio waves.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. You know, thank you for being here. I've gotten so many great comments. Like, people have been texting me all week, you know, telling me stuff. And I think it's really awesome.
Yeah, like you guys are the real MVPs, yo. Like, I may sound like a broken record saying this shit, but without you guys, I would have been like, I don't want to do this no more. I'm sick of this style. Forget this. I'm out of here. Nah, dude. Like, you guys are fucking dope. Like, once again, thank you to the people out there in the world of radio waves. You guys are the real MVP.
Yeah, and you guys always remember, we're never going to forget where we came from.
Hell nah.
We're going to keep on representing.
Yeah.
We're going to keep on supporting local businesses.
Exactly.
We're going to keep on spreading the word.
Yup.
Getting people, you know, get some, you know, people to spread around and
share that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, what the fuck? Like,
sharing is caring.
Sharing is most fucking definitely caring. God bless Barney. Miss that motherfucker. Anyways. Hey, he taught me how to share, dog.
Yeah.
Like, damn, dude. Like, it's an awesome feeling when people go up to you and say, like, hey. Or hit you up on the DMs and say, hey, keep that shit up. You guys are doing an amazing job. Thank you for representing us.
Yeah.
Us locals and whatnot. And even out of towners, bro, people are like, hey, thank you. Like, your show's very entertaining.
Yeah, see, that's really cool.
Yeah, we got a couple listeners from Australia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the crazy the trip thing. Part, bro. Like, yeah.
And that's crazy, mate.
It is, mate.
I like it.
All right, down under, governor.
Yeah.
But other than that, though, yeah. So, for today's episode, here on Dial Vicious Radio.
Yeah.
Dial and Rerun, myself, and also my sister from another Mr. Silla.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Mrs. X.
Yeah.
We're gonna freestyle on some shit, right?
Yeah. Dale? We're gonna talk about some different things, and we're gonna try to keep it as positive as possible.
Yeah, positive as possible.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody trying to be a fucking Debbie Downer.
No, we're going to keep it pap.
Yeah,
Positive as possible.
Positive as possible. I like that.
We're going to keep it pap today.
We're going to keep it pap. New word of the day, folks. Pap.
Yeah.
P-A-P player.
We going to pap that.
Pat that. I like that.
Yeah.
Yo, that'd be dope.
Yeah, you guys be ready for the t-shirts coming out. Pat that. Yeah. So, we're going to keep it positive as possible.
And
we're going to talk about some... we're going to talk about some topics and stuff, you know. One big thing I wanted to talk about, because this is something that, like, comes from our childhoods and stuff like that.
What's that?
Is, so, you guys seen the movie Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
And so now...
And he tips his hat like this. And who do you think that guy was? Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Ducks guy, I swear. I was like, Emilio! Whoa! Sorry. Night of the Roxbury Boy right there. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you saw... So, there's a new trailer that came out for a TV show that's coming out on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Coming out on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
It's what called Mighty thoughts? Ducks Game Changers.
Okay, what is your thoughts about it? On some nitty-gritty shit.
Either they're not giving us as much information as I'd like to see, but I'm glad they're trying to revive it in a sense.
Right.
I know that it's difficult to recapture the magic of all of the other three Mighty Ducks movies. It's three, right? Three Mighty Ducks movies.
Three Mighty Ducks movies.
And now they're going to make a TV show, so they're going to have to drag it a little longer. Which I think they could do it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some people that did some good jobs this year. I mean, Fuller House was able to do it. Cobra Kai was able to do it. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple people that were able to bring back an idea.
Yeah, that's true.
And put a newer positive spin. I mean, a newer spin on it.
Yeah.
But what do you think? I don't know. I mean, it's okay if you have negative. I know. I felt a little weird. I'd like to see more of the old crew.
Like, it would be dope if the old crew made a comeback, like Joshua Jackson, a.k.a. Conway.
Sean Weiss. Goldberg.
Goldberg. Fulton Reed.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like all the old school cats.
Adam Banks.
Even... I hate to say it, because dude pisses me off because what he did to his colleague. But Cal. Keenan.
Yeah.
I want to see Keenan back in the mix, too.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. Fuck Keenan Thompson, dude. He broke my heart, dog.
Yeah?
Yeah,
what's the story behind that?
Are you serious?
Well, I mean, I understand.
He did Cal dirty, bro.
Cal.
Yeah, I don't know the story either.
The whole story? All right, check this out.
Ooh, topic.
Topic change.
We're trying to keep it pap, but
To keep it pap, but nah, I'm going to peep game. Check this out.
Yeah.
Which I saw like a couple of like actual like interviews.
Yeah.
Of what went down and everything. And Keenan Thompson, he was... actually out for himself. Like, yeah, him and Cal, they come on, dude. Good burger, bro.
Yeah
that's fucking Keenan classic.
Keenan and Cal, they did
Keenan
all
and
that.
Cal, all that.
Yeah, I
know what I'm saying. Like they did all that shit, and after the whole Keenan and Cal done, Cal was trying to find work. He was trying to do his own shit.
Yeah.
And then Keenan, on the other hand, you know how he ends up getting movies. He ends up, like, he was out on Barbershop 2.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He was in like, all kinds of other TV shows, Mad TV.
Right.
Saturday Night Live, you know? And I was like, hey, what the fuck, dude? Like, what's good? Like, can you hook me up? Can you, like, because I got mouths to feed. And,
yeah.
Dude just left him on scene. Left him, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's how it went down.
I went to a comedy... it's this YouTube channel that they dig up the the interviews of yeah. what happened. Like, how yeah. come they're not close as they're not close? Like, and I noticed something with Keenan, because after watching that episode of that YouTube channel, I forgot. It's called Comedy Hype or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll shoot you the link, like, later. But after watching that, I saw an episode of Wild and Out before yeah. it got canceled. And they paid homage. They had the old school, all that cast
right. yeah.
in there.
I remember
and
that.
There's Keenan and Kelly. You could look at Keenan's face like he didn't really want to be there.
Really?
You know? Yeah. If you saw that episode.
Like, started Nick Cannon's.
Yeah. But. Career.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Keenan was like he looked like he didn't want to be on that show. Like, if you were to see him on that show, if yeah. you would have saw that episode of Wild and Out, like, Keenan looked like he didn't want to, like, be there at all. Like, he didn't want to, but everybody was stoked because it's Keenan.
It's like a reunion.
It's a big-ass reunion. It's a yeah. big-ass Nickelodeon reunion, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but... But yeah, it's called Comedy Hype or something like that. It's about, like, Google Keenan and Kel, why they broke up, and they'll explain it to you, bro. Like, legitimately explain it to you.
Yeah, because, like, I know when Keenan got SNL.
Yeah.
Like, I knew there wasn't really, you can't really bring anyone, like, with right. you when you go to SNL. Like, that's right. something that it's comedians really try to do the rest, yeah, like, their lives to launch their careers, and they right. never, ever... make it on that show, or they get, I mean, there's famous people like Jim Carrey and other people that have been like Steve Carell, yeah, that got yeah, booted out because booted. Someone else got it.
And hey, like, but shout out to the Wayans brothers for picking up Jim Carrey for yeah, a Living Color, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Look what happened.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Picking up a Living Color. Yeah. He was a powerhouse on a Living Color.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
And like, I remember I used to watch a Living Color a lot because my mom used to work on that show.
In what?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so crazy thing, my mom used to work for Fox, 20th Century Fox.
What the
fuck? In the TV department. She used to work in creative development. It's like where they would send like these videos. They were tapes at the time. It was all VCRs back then.
Yeah.
And they used to send her VCR tapes, and she would watch the VCR tapes of the pilots. And then anything she saw that she liked, she would write reports on it. Like, oh, I really like this. This was kind of stupid. This was worth it. This was funny. This was not funny. Blah, 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 blah. Right. And she would turn in these reports to her boss. And her boss would return the reports to Rupert Murdoch.
Okay.
And so basically my mom would just get all these tapes. And then she'd have so much. She'd have to bring it home and watch it at home. Because yeah. it's like she almost had to work at home. And so she'd bring Melrose Place, 90210, in Living Color when it was new. When it first came out. Melrose Place when it first came out.
What about the Arsenio Hall show?
No, not Arsenio Hall, but there was a Chevy Chase show.
Okay,
And there was Jon Stewart before he was famous. Jon yeah. Stewart had a show. Yeah. And then there was all these other shows I remember my mom brought home, like this baseball show called Hardball. It was just like a Major League, but for TV.
Yeah.
And then there was also House of Buggin', which was or Culture Clash or House of Buggin', something like that. It was John Leguizamo had yeah. his own sketch comedy show, and it had that one dude, that Puerto Rican poppy guy that always, like, you know what I'm talking about? The guy, yeah. he's in a bunch of, like...
Yeah, the he's dude in a, from Waiting, the yeah. big dude, right?
Yeah, it's a big dude yeah. and it's whatever.
Luis Guzman.
Yeah, that's him, Luis yeah. Guzman. He's like, hilarious. Yeah, he's... Count of Monte Cristo, he's yeah. in that one, and he's in some yeah, other
he
movies.
He here said, what up, man?
Yeah, what up, man? Yeah, that guy. And he's like...
He was in Carlitos Way.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy. So he used to have him. He used to have all these powerhouse Latino type, you know, and like it was really awesome. It was like a sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
And then there was another one called The Edge, and there was another one that had the guy that created SpongeBob and another lady named Julie Brown, who's like an MTV, not Downtown Julie Brown, but another Julie Brown.
I was thinking about, is she the writer for the show called Fudge?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'd have to look that up.
You know who... you remember Fudge, right?
Yeah, the book.
Little badass kid.
Yeah, the little kid.
He was a fucking... He was a jerk.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, I'm sorry. Her name was Judy Blume. My bad.
Judy Blume.
Yeah.
And Fudge was the little kid that she used to watch or something?
Nah, Judy Blume was the author and she wrote all the Fudge...
Moody Judy.
All the Fudge episodes and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of what the name of the babysitter, you know, but yeah, it was like that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember Fudge, though. Fudge was a fucking little badass. He was...
Yeah.
He was the Dennis the Menace in the 90s, in a way.
Yeah, about books and stuff.
Yeah, he was something else. But yeah, but...
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. They used to make you read the books in school and stuff.
Yes. Yes. My favorite was Nate the Great Detective.
Oh, okay. That's
fucking
cool.
Badass. Homeboy had a dog, and he would try to solve a case. And if he ever gets stuck, you know what? Was the secret? Yeah. Homeboy eats some pancakes, bro.
Oh shit!
And he solves the case.
See, that's always good.
Fuck yeah, Nate the Great, the detective.
Dope. See, that's
throwback
sick.
Shit, homie.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people be like, who the fuck is Nate the Great? Yeah, Google that shit. But yeah.
Yeah, but it was just one of those things in Living Color.
Yeah.
Like, sorry for sidetracking.
Oh, no.
I apologize.
Nah, it's all good.
But I was just saying, you know, like SNL, Kenan.
Yeah.
You know, like, I knew he couldn't take Kel with him,
but
I did see Kel tried really hard to get back in it, like, especially, like, Disney. I saw him on a lot of Disney shows. He came out. He played, like, an older, you know, something, or, you know, he played an actor.
He played a couple episodes.
Was he in a Tyler Perry movie
he was
or something?
I thought
he was in something like that.
He was in a Meet the Parkers episode. He was in a couple of those episodes, and I'm like, damn, dude, like, that's pretty fucked up. Like, I wish Cal would have prospered as much as Kenan did.
Yeah, well, too, yeah. Another thing, I don't mean to, like, I'm not going to downplay Kel's talent.
Right.
But I know that from the outside, some people might think that he was like a one-trick pony.
Right.
You know, because they think he could just, like... Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Yeah.
Like, I hope they don't think that that's all he could do.
Right.
Because I would see him play other parts and I've seen him do other things. But, like, sometimes I worry, like, oh, maybe he got... Because that was his most popular character, maybe they put him in a box.
Yeah.
And, like, Kenan played, like, the fast-talking, get-himself-out-of-trouble type guy. And then all of a sudden, when he got onto SNL, he played the guy that made these funny-ass facial expressions. Like, when something crazy would happen.
Yeah.
Like, he would do that. And then he also used to do that. Not like a... it was like kind of like a preacher, but he had that song that... What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? It used to be my favorite, one of my favorite SNL sketches because Jason Sudeikis would be in the background breakdancing and there'd be some like random ass people like in the background playing like trumpets and
all
then
crazy.
There would be people like going across like random ass fucking things would come across and he would never get to interviewing his people because there'd be a bunch of famous people, famous guests, and he would ask him a question. And then he would go, so, when's your new music come out? And he's like, oh, it's going to come out, my CD's going to come out this Friday. Coming out this Friday. Coming out this Friday. And then he'd just make a whole song out of everything that he says. Yeah. And it was just crazy. He would just get it back into the theme song again.
Fuck you.
And then he would just get so into himself. And it's the funny. It was funny.
Don't get me wrong, like Kenan's dope and everything, but like, after hearing that and putting two and two together in a way, like after watching the reunion, the Nickelodeon reunion on Wild and Out, I'm like, dude, like you're gaga, bro. Straight up, like you're shit, dude.
Well, some people grow apart.
Yeah, that's true, but come on. Kitten and cow was like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, that's true. We right. even subscribed to Nickelodeon for like a whole month because we wanted to watch all that.
All of them. That,
yeah, we were watching them over and over and over. Oh. They were supposed to make a new one. I think they did.
They better not, bro.
No, they made a new version of, right? Weren't they going to make a...
I think it was in the talks. I don't know if they ever did.
I thought they made a new Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I miss Kablam.
Oh, shit.
Remember Kablam?
Of course I do.
Kablam.
Have you ever seen Kablam? It's like a comic book. They have like different...
They have dolls.
Yeah, the melted up G.I. Joe. Yeah, the flesh. It was a He-Man, a naked He-Man and shit. The kiddo.
Kablam?
Kablam. Yeah, Kablam was shit.
He's more like Salute Your Shorts type of.
Oh, Salute Your Shorts was a show. What about Hey Dude?
Hey Dude.
Okay.
Salute Your Shorts.
Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yay. What? Like the cowboys say. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Yippee. Oh, sorry. I had a flashback right there.
Was that the
Hey Dude?
Yeah.
Or
Camp Onawana. We hold you in our hearts. And when we think about you, it makes me wanna fart. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And then there was Pete and Pete.
Pete and Pete. I
watched a little bit of it.
I watched a little bit of it.
I mean, that kid was in Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Which is kind of where this whole entire conversation started.
Oh, shit. We came back to the subject.
Oh, shit.
I like how we did a
See, there's real shirt. Truth to that 6 degrees of separation shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Kevin Bacon's in there somewhere. That's crazy.
I'm having mixed emotions about it because I grew up, you know, we all grew up watching the movies.
Yeah.
So we saw these characters grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
I'm open to it. I just hope, I hope I see more than what I saw in the trailer.
Exactly.
Because the trailer kind of made me think like, it almost felt like a role reversal. Like they made the Mighty Ducks the bad guys.
Yeah.
And then they don't really talk about at all in the trailer like the how Mighty they show Ducks.
Cobra Kai, in a way.
In the Mighty Ducks show, they might as well not even call it the Mighty Ducks if it's not going to talk about... Like, it only talks about it in the very beginning of the trailer.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it's all, like, the team that is going to be the new team or whatever. Yeah. So, I don't know what's... It almost feels like a Little Giants of hockey. Or it's the same thing. It is a Little
Giants of hockey.
Well, that's kind of what Mighty Ducks was.
Yeah.
Maybe it's trying to relive the same type of situation.
Yeah.
Like, take a bus of misfits and put them all on the ice and try to get them to be better than the Mighty Ducks. And, like, I don't know if that's what it is that they're trying to do, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But the thing that's throwing me off is the mom from fucking Gilmore Girls. Dude, like... What does she know about hockey, bro? Like
son.
She's just like stick to your hotel, lady. Stick to your coffee. like you need to simmer down, dude. Let Emilio Estevez take care of that.
Yeah. I mean it's gonna
Emilio Estevez a new Hans.
Oh, that's a very good point. Maybe. Yeah. And if you guys don't know who Hans is, that's the guy who used to sharpen the skates.
Sharpen the skates and he took Emilio Estevez under his wing and
kind of taught him like some stuff and see so like I mean there's gonna be some nostalgia to it so that's what I'm excited about I'm excited about seeing some Mighty Duck stuff I mean it's definitely gonna be really cool.
It's gonna be dope hopefully it's dope
I mean, there's.
I'd be dope if they like if they do that and they end up fucking around going to the Junior Olympics.
Yeah.
And they face Iceland. And then they fuck around. And then they do that more. And then they got scholarships to a fucking academy. Like they relive the whole 1 through 3, but in episodes.
That would be pretty interesting. Seasons,
you know? I think that would be pretty dope as hell, too.
They might really take, like, you know, so, like, not. The movie a regular Mighty Ducks movie has to move pretty quick. It needs to move from the beginning of the story to the end in about an hour and 40 minutes. Right. Where, like, the TV series can stretch things out a lot longer.
Show about their problems.
Yeah, like, a bunch of storylines can start, developing. Like, now you get to know the players. Like, oh, this player is having financial trouble. This player likes to eat.
This player is an orphan, low-key.
Yeah.
Or this player, he low-key lives in the streets.
Yeah.
And doesn't have nowhere to go. And he lives with Gordon Bombay. Or he lives with Conway's family.
Yeah.
You know, like, that'd be pretty fucking dope. Or if this player was, you know, like a new kid from the ghetto.
Yeah. Or,
you know, stuff like that. Like, I think it'll be pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
Like, because they never did explain where the kids came from.
Yeah, and it does look like
movies.
And they have time this time because it's in the season.
Yeah, so they're gonna have time to do backstories. I think they did a good job with representation. I mean, that's always a big issue nowadays is representation. So there's gonna be some type of representation on there.
It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be fucking badass.
Yeah,
like
it's gonna be pretty good.
You know, I'm looking forward to it. Like, hopefully, I don't get disappointed. But it's Disney. Disney doesn't disappoint.
No, Disney does a pretty good job with stuff. Yeah,
Disney actually delivers shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they get meets expectations, at least. You know, sometimes some things exceed expectations, but...
That's true, very true. Yeah. And, yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I mean, not to jump to another subject, I'm really excited about Coming to America, too.
Yo, that's gonna be... I don't care what anyone says, dude. That's gonna be fucking dope, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I mean, after watching the trailer that came out... And
bro, after... Wesley Snipes, bro. Yeah. Wesley Snipes. Enough said, bro.
James Earl Jones. Mic
drop, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking Mufasa in the mix.
Yeah.
Fucking Arsenio Hall. Like, that's the original Kenan and Kel right there.
You know what's crazy, too? Is that... There's a crazy article. I didn't get to read it, but there's a crazy article. I don't know what the purpose was for this to come out unless it's to, like, smear or put some sort of negative
vibe
towards it.
Yeah.
But they were saying that Ryan Coogler, you know, the Coogler, the guy who directed Black Panther, had an idea for the script... And pitched it to Eddie Murphy with Michael B. Jordan to be in the movie. And they didn't go with it.
Oh, wow.
But, like, the way that the article came across, it kind of felt like people, like
as if Eddie Murphy was a prick.
Like, they made it sound like, oh, you're going to be sorry, Eddie. Watch, you're, you know, like, almost like... It kind of felt a little weird. And I felt like, I was like, why? I mean, I tell this story after the movie comes out.
Yeah, don't be bashing on.
Yeah, like I kind of feel like sometimes they do that on purpose to like get people.
Sabotage
a little bit. Like sometimes people like, go boycott the movie because.
Cancel Eddie Murphy. That type of shit.
Yeah, but it's not.
Cancel culture. Like, but that's dumb, dude. But you know what though?
I wish they would have.
Speaking of Black Panther and Coming to America, I heard in the talks they're gonna have Shuri, Chad Boswick,
sister,
the one that played as a sister in Black Panther. It's gonna be her story.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
And that'd be pretty fucking badass.
That would be cool. That'd be
fucking badass.
She was actually, she kind of stole a lot of scenes, actually.
Yeah, my favorite part, though. And what I need to know is, what are those? What are those?
Oh, man. Oh, that's crazy.
But seriously, though, like, they said that she was, that they're going to have her, like, it's going to be her time to ring. Like, take over Wakanda, whatnot.
She could wear the suit.
Yeah, she could wear the suit. And knowing her, she's going to make some badass...
She made the suit.
Yeah, she made the suit. She made the shoes. She calls them sneakers.
sneakers. And she's basically the Edna from Incredibles.
Yeah.
But in Marvel stands.
Yeah. So hopefully they bring that in the mix. Because we already know we will never see another Black Panther, bro.
I know.
Like, damn, dude. That sucks.
I know, because I was excited about part two.
Yeah.
Like, I was really excited. We talked about how Kendrick was going to do the second
Black Panther album
soundtrack. Yeah.
Oh,
they won so many awards. The first one was
hard, dude. Yeah,
that was really
the first one was amazing. Shit. And then they even teased about it on their story. Like, there was a couple times they played a couple songs and stuff, and I was like, oh my god, they're working on new music.
Dude, that album was so good.
I know. Favorite song, hands down, Seasons. When Mosey and he's an African singer, but that shit, bam, dude. Like, every time when I hear Seasons, like, jealousy. Like, yo, that shit was dope. I had that motherfucker on repeat, yo.
I know.
The Seasons was dope.
We had it in her car, and we were listening to it before the movie came out. We had the Panther soundtrack. Yeah, she bought it because she's a hardcore Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, she's a hardcore Kendrick Lamar fan.
If Pat was in Crips, all got along. They probably got me down
to the end of the song.
Seems like the whole city
against me.
You go, yeah, man down. Yeah. I can see Priscilla going all crazy and
she
like,
does go crazy. She does. She goes really crazy.
Shout out to Top Dog Entertainment.
Yeah.
We see you, baby.
Shout out to TDE.
TDE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, Black Panther soundtrack was amazing.
That's fucking badass.
Yeah. It was really.
It's one of the classics right there.
Yeah.
Dude, when Chadwick passed, I had that motherfucker on repeat all day. I was playing it from first song to the last, bro. Like,
yeah.
But, hopefully in Coming to America, like, I know it's going to be freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's going to be hilarious, dude, because you can't go wrong with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
They have all the people coming back.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Even the, she's your queen to be a vision of perfection. An object of affection to quench your royal fire.
I love you.
Hey.
Oh my god.
That dude was dope.
He's coming back.
Nice.
Yeah. Paul Bates.
Paul Bates.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh yeah, dude.
Dude, he's gonna, and John Amos, or what's his name? Amos or John Amos?
Yeah, John Amos.
The one from Good Times. Yeah.
Again.
Mr. McDowell. Mr. McDowell.
Look at
goes.
He played in a very back in the 70s.
I don't know
if you ever seen this in your history class called Roots.
Yeah.
All right, he played as Kunta Kinte. Yeah.
I've seen a couple of Roots, though. I've seen the one with LeVar Burton.
Bro.
I saw the LeVar Burton one.
Yo.
But is this one's before LeVar Burton?
This was after. This was when he grew older. This was when...
Is it the same movie?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh.
It was a TV.
It was a long movie.
It was a movie, but it was originally a TV program.
Yeah.
And it's a history. This dude that wrote that script, like, he literally, like, traced his roots back to the motherland, bro, all the way to Africa, dude. Like, that's fucking nuts. Like,
that's crazy.
But he made a dope ass show out of it, and it was a very educational show, and it was a very sad, but with the bittersweetness to it.
Yeah. You know?
It was bittersweet than anything.
Like, Yeah. It was crazy.
John Amos.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on that show.
He's a good...
O.J. Simpson was on there, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, young O.J. Simpson.
Damn, see, that's
before
really
the
crazy.
Trials, O.J.
Simpson. Oh, yeah. Naked, before Naked Gun?
Before Naked Gun, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, shoot.
That's how old that movie, that show is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like... Because, I mean, I even remember LeVar Burton because I was like, he was on... Reading Rainbow.
Hey, dog. That's the shit, the sky, dude.
I could go twice as high. I take a look. Is it on book? A Reading Rainbow.
I don't give a fuck what anyone says, dude. If you talk shit about Reading Rainbow, your mama's a hoe. Straight up. No one don't talk about Reading Rainbow. Man, dude.
Dude, like, I used to watch Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow was my childhood right
Yeah, there, they actually used to play it in school for us, and we used to get so excited we used to be able to watch TV in school.
Yeah, because they read us a book on screen.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And like a lot of times like the little kid would be like, this is a book about my friend who went down to the street, and then he went to the store and bought a goose and became friends with it. And I like this book, and I recommend it. Dun-dun-dun. And then we'll go to the next book. And then a little girl. I don't know, just like some weird ass shit.
That sounded legit though. Yeah. That sounded legit.
And they would they would always do like they'd pick three kids to like explain a book.
Yeah.
And then it would show pictures from the book and get you excited about it.
The one story that I'll always remember ever since I was a kid and it's still to this day. Like, damn, I could, like see it right now as I'm talking about it, was Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Jack and the Beanstalk, dog.
Yeah. Classic. Yeah.
Classic.
So many different ways it's been told.
Yeah. But how he told the motherfucking story?
Yeah.
They need to bring back Reading Rainbow, dog.
I know. Reading Rainbow would be a reboot I would like to see.
Yeah, I'll watch
Rerun Reading Rainbow.
Yo.
Reboot.
Reboot it.
Reboot.
Run it back.
Run it back.
Run it back.
Reading Rainbow. And then LeVar can go on there and be like, you can read this book, but you don't have to take my word for it. Ba-doom-doom. And then it would just go to the next thing.
Right?
Yeah.
But whatchamacallit? Also, you know what needs to make... They made a comeback, but it wasn't the same.
What?
The Magic School Bus.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good show too.
That show taught me about the human body, space, plants, and all kinds of other dope shit.
Yeah.
I wish I had a teacher like her.
Yeah, shit. That was pretty cool.
She was dope.
There was another show that was just like the Magic School Bus that used to play like that, and it was called 3-2-1 Contact. Do you remember that show?
3-2-1
Contact. It used to go 3-2-1 Contact. Is the answer? Is the moment?
Was it on PBS?
Everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact. 3-2-1 Go contact. And then it was an 80s like type of thing. I mean, I know I'm old. You guys are 87, 88.
You're not old. No, this is 86 right
86?
Here.
86. Okay.
You know what I mean? But.
Because I was 82.
Oh, okay. Just because... Oh, we got a badass over here.
I was watching Fraggle Rock and Sesame Street.
Nice. Yeah.
I like those. Jim Henson.
Contact?
Yeah.
Nah. No? Was it on PBS?
Yeah, it was kind of like a PBS thing.
Okay.
I don't
recall, but do you remember Small Wonder?
Of course I watched Small Wonder.
She's fantastic, made out of plastic.
Yeah. I used to love that because we used to make jokes about that at school because, like, she takes everything so literal. So, like, sometimes she would go, Vicky, I wish I could give you a piece of my mind. Piece of your mind. And then she'd be like, no, not that, Vicky. Like, because she would, like, try to, like, crush the guy's skull. And, like, just crazy ass shit like
that's
that.
That's right. You were trying to introduce that to the kids.
Yeah, I was trying to watch it.
We were doing that. We were doing Punky Brewster.
Oh, yeah. Punky Brewster. Then Webster. And Alf.
You guys are like taking it way back.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
These are some of my favorite like shows from the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah. It just sucks when your kids call you old and you're just trying to be like, no!
Yeah, and you're just trying to introduce them to things that, like, they might find some sort of joy. Like, I enjoy watching old things that, like, my parents grew up watching, because then I can kind of, like, it's kind of a history lesson in a way. Like, oh, because of this show, that's how Sesame Street exists. Yep. Or, you know, Sesame Street and the Muppet Show.
Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies, you'll make your dreams come true. When your room looks kind of weird and you wish that you were there. Yeah, and then it would be like, I don't know, that sounds like Popeye. But it was Animal.
Animal was fucking dope.
A Skeeter from the Muppet Babies. Skeeter.
I don't know. Can't do their voices.
Or we're Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah. That was a smart freaking show. Animaniacs was smart as fuck.
They teach you. They actually taught you.
That was educational.
In a cartoony way, you know?
Yeah.
And Tiny Toons.
Tiny Toon Adventures. And at the university, we are a Toon Degree. Yeah. I used to watch that with, like, when they would introduce all those characters. Like, that was in Elmira. Remember Elmira?
Yes. I will love you. I will hug you.
That's how Drea used to be with animals.
Breath away.
That's what they used to call her, Elmira. She used to do that kind of
stuff. She used to, like, squeeze cats until they almost broke their neck.
Died and shit. She was the original. I'm a piranha. In the Amazon. Before there was that chick, there was Elmira, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Dude. Damn. And then the pigeons, remember the good feathers?
Yeah.
On Animaniacs?
Yeah.
And they would be like, am I a clown? Do I amuse you? Like, it would be like Joe Pesci, like hardcore Joe Pesci.
Damn.
I was like, damn, that's funny.
Pinky in the Brain?
Oh, Pinky in the Brain.
One is genius and the other's insane?
Yeah. Oh my god, Maximilian, Furball.
Hey, I wish I had that fool's money, dude.
Oh, you know, my homeboy gosh.
Homeboy had it all, dude. Homeboy had money. Yeah,
and then there was that other squirrel, too, that, not a squirrel, but she was a cat, I think, or a squirrel or something. It was a cat. I couldn't remember her name, but she had like a accent, like a Jersey accent. And she had an umbrella, too. I can't even think of her name. She was pretty good. But there's a lot of really good...
Yeah, dude. Like,
Buster and Babs Bunny.
Oh, man.
That's crazy. Plucky Duck. And Hampton Pig. Oh, my God.
Hampton Pig.
So great.
Like they needed, like... If they're gonna do that... I know that on Hulu...
Yeah.
Animaniacs is back in the mix.
Yeah, they're making a new version.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm glad they are.
That's pretty badass. Hopefully they put it back to regular cable, man.
Yeah, because
the world needs to see them, dude.
Yeah, because you know Yakko, he could drop bars.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yakko had bars. Days, remember the...
Forget about it,
yeah, remember
bro.
He did all those countries and stuff?
No!
I was like, dude, that's one of the hardest, like, bar raps. He I think, like, Jurassic 5 was going like, whoa, what the hell?
Yo. Dude. Yo,
Whoever wrote that?
His voice?
Oh, shit.
Yo. Matt, big ups to you, dude.
Yeah, dude. Wacko's
the one with the khakis.
Yeah.
No, wait. Yakko.
Yakko.
Was the one with the khakis. And
yeah, Wacko's with the red hat. The
red hat.
And Doc.
Looking like a little thug and shit.
And they would go, right hello, there. Nurse.
Every time there's a baddie walking by.
So funny.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's always cops chasing them, like, because they lived in the water tower.
They're always into some shit, though, bro. Like, damn. Every time I see a water tower, like.
It makes me think of them.
Like, yo, are they up there right now?
I know, the Warner Brothers.
Yeah, man. Like, I always wanted to, like, climb the one right there in Coachella. It's in the middle of a farm area. And
there's
a water tower right there. And when I was a kid, I'd be like, look, the Animaniacs. And my sister's like, yeah, they're right there. And my brother's like, No way. Like, there's always that one sibling that's a hater, dude. Like, no. But yeah. Stuff going on at the swap meet? Like, you guys just came from the swap
meet. Yeah, yeah.
Before we started this episode. How was it?
Like, it was pretty good.
Is it weird in a way?
It was packed. There's people without masks.
There's
some people.
Oh, hell no.
No, we were so careful, though. We weren't even going around people. Like, we walked through it, the thing, like, it took us, like, 30 minutes to walk through the whole thing, and we were done.
It's like, not like just, how it used to be.
No, we're just getting extra steps in and looking at some stuff. We saw some really nice crystals.
Yeah. Shout out to Rainbow Bridge Crystals. She's always there every Wednesday and Saturday.
Yeah. Out there?
Yeah, Marisol. Baby sis Marisol. Shout out to her. Like.
Oh, maybe that was what we saw, maybe.
Yeah.
Is there, like, this other dude that's with her?
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you. She did kind of look a little familiar. And I've seen you taking pictures.
Yeah, she does the windows. Like, you know how at restaurants or
drawings and stuff for holidays? Yeah,
drawings or the holidays or whatnot. Yeah. She does that.
That's dope.
She gets down. Like, major props to her. I wish her nothing but success.
Yeah.
You know?
That's pretty cool.
And, she does not only that, she also does wire wrapping.
Yeah, I saw that there.
Yeah, she does the wire wrappings, and she sells crystals, too.
Yeah, so, looks like there's a ton of crystals
there. So shout out to Rainbow Bridge. We see you, baby sis. And also Mo Crystals. Since I'm throwing out a little quick shout out in the crystal department.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lunar Jewels. We see you. And also October Moon Readings. We see you.
Yeah.
Will you guys ever be down to do a reading?
Oh.
On the show?
I know somebody.
You know somebody?
I know somebody. She's a medium. She very spiritual. She's a dope soul, very positive.
And yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm down to do it.
Yeah, man. I'm down. I can do it.
Maybe I
can
get
away.
Yeah, I'm somebody. Down. I'm down to do that. Like,
we gotta bring some sage in the mix.
Oh yeah, that's Mando.
Yeah.
Palo Santo in the mix, too. That, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring some rose quartz.
Oh, yeah. Some amethyst.
Amethyst.
Some quartz.
Yeah.
Some agate stones. But you got to put them in the sun. Let them sit there.
Let them recharge.
You already know.
Oh, yeah.
But, I like that.
Yeah, there's
that's
some...
dope. So the swap meet was...
Popping. Yeah, I saw some really dope, like, so they have these really cool pictures that have Jesus, and when you walk by them, Jesus, like, disappears and then reappears and disappears. It's like, you know those hollow, when you walk through the Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, the pictures change?
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck? Like, that would be creepy. Like, you have, like, Jesus, like, looking at you with, like... Like, so you don't do like anything bad. And then when you walk away, he disappears. And you're like, whoa. And like, so there's some crazy, some pictures like that.
Mm.
There's also some trucker hats, like Jesus trucker hats. By the way, I'm not disrespecting any religions or anything like that. I'm just saying what's there at the swap meet.
Yeah.
There's a guy selling DirecTV.
Like always.
There's a guy, there's a family selling detox tea, and they're trying to give me a free sample and hook me into it. a lot of used.
Would you tell them? I can't detox.
I can't detox. Me no detox. And then, I wish I kind of could tell her. And then there was a lot of used kitchen appliances.
Oh, Mando.
Looks like they've been falling off a truck.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of used baby clothes. Probably been shit and piston.
Damn.
There's
camel rides, though.
There's a lot. Oh, yeah, camel rides were there.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Alex on the camel rides.
Yeah.
We see you, playa.
Yeah, yeah. No, hump day all day. Hump day.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I miss about the swap meet? The Jamaican dude.
Yeah.
Oh, there,
where my incense at?
Yep.
I need to get my incense. I can't.
There is people that have incense, but it's different because the Jamaican guy was the guy.
But it's not. It's not the. It's not the rude boy.
Yeah.
It's not him. It's
rude boy.
Like, you know, like it's not. Like the swap meet lost his touch before.
Isn't he at the fair though?
Yeah, I've seen him at the fair. I bought a Bob Marley sweater from him.
That's where I used to buy my Betty Page posters from, huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he usually has good stuff.
Yeah, the black soap.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Dude,
also,
I
also the fucking butter shave, bro.
Yeah.
That lasted me a whole year.
Damn.
A whole year, bro.
But now we got get that Sasquatch.
Oh, Dr. Squatch.
Dr. Squatch.
Dr. Squatch is the business, bro.
Oh, yeah. Try to reach out to them. Yeah. I wanted to see if we could get them sponsored.
That'd be dope.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
Fucking lifetime supply of fucking Dr. Squatch. That'd be the shit. But yeah. Most likely, dude's like, I'm rolling in the money.
I know. You know?
But who knows? I might
you be never wrong. Know.
Never
it
know.
Might be cool. They
that
might be
would
like,
be dope, but I'm a big, like that's the dope-ass soap.
Yeah.
I recommend that soap.
Yeah.
You know what? Next week, I'm going to hook you up with two soaps.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
I
would love that. I would love that.
Don't do that. Shit's
contagious. I know. I'm sorry. I ate something and it made me yawn. I'm sorry about that.
Anyways.
Yeah. So basically, like, what I was going to say was, Dr. Squatch.
Yeah.
Dr. Squatch. You better watch for Dr. Squatch.
Yeah, I recommend it. Go to drsquatch.com. You guys won't be disappointed. Like, for all you fellas out there that don't want to smell funky unky.
Yeah.
And nothing wrong with Dove soap.
No.
But all the other soaps, yeah, they suck. If you want to have the hydrated, good cleaningness, hit up Dr. Squatch. You won't be disappointed.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be a little pricey.
Yeah.
But hey, first time subscribers, all that, they get 15% off.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know what's one thing we're missing?
Huh.
And now that you mentioned the Jamaican guy that would sell the stuff.
Huh.
We're missing the fair.
Dude.
The fair is not happening. Dude. Everyone's missing it. The weather.
Year. Yeah.
Huh?
It's the 75th year, I think.
Yeah. Today would have been the 75th. Or 75th would, this last week.
Bro.
That just passed would have been the 75th week. Or 75th
anniversary.
And it sucks because, you know, many of us have cholo picks.
Yeah.
And we have cinnamon rolls.
Oh, my God.
And then we had, like, I mean, the food, you
the
know,
food
we.
Food was the shit.
A lot of us would spend our taxes there.
Yeah.
A lot of times we'd spend our taxes. So maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing. But we would take lots of pictures. We'd get lots of
great
like.
Memories, man.
Yeah, lots of like
kids there,
useless toys.
I miss the fucking arts and crafts section, dude.
Yeah. I miss going in there and laughing at like the some of the cute artwork from like the kids and stuff. Like there's some really talented artists
dude,
in the valley.
Like, shout out to the young artists out there, dude.
Yeah.
Keep that shit up, dude. Don't you ever get discouraged about the next person. But you know what though? Keep striving, keep drawing, keep painting, keep sculpting, keep doing all that shit.
Yeah.
If you're an artist and you entered your shit in the fair, or your family did that, inspiring you. Sorry, excuse me, inspiring you. Keep that up, dude.
Because
fuck, if you have that talent, keep it fucking going.
Yeah, because you can't like you cannot replace that creativity gene. Like, if you keep feeding that creativity gene, it's going to just only make you successful in the future.
Exactly.
Everything. Like, just from ideas to, like, decision making, like, different things that, like, your imagination and creativity can only come to good, like, ideas that might be profitable, because you're letting you're feeding your creativity and you're letting it all express itself. It's so therapeutic too.
Yeah, and who knows? Like, your art may be in someone's museum.
Yeah.
Or in someone's fucking home.
Yeah.
Like, keep that shit up, because you know what? No lie, motherfuckers like myself will kill for talent like that.
Yeah, and not only that too, like I'm always... Yeah. Trying to look for artists all the time, because there's like different types of things I want to work on, you know, like I want to work on merchandising and things like that. And I want to, any local artists that are, you know, working on stuff, I want to work with them. I want to, not only do I want to collab with them and like shout them out and like share it and help each other out, but I definitely want to be able to have some people to like collab with and like say, oh, I got to work with this guy before he got big, or the guy that painted the billboard in LA that's off of the 101 freeway, well, that guy made my second season logo, or you know, like this kind of stuff like that. Like, I want to be part of that person's journey. That's right.
Yeah.
And right now, Scylla's working on it. Shout out to Scylla. She's working on the logo right now. Yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait.
I know. I can't wait either, man.
Because I'm really, really excited about it. It's something that we've been wanting to do.
Yeah. I'm excited. Don't you
I know. And guys, the only reason why that's happening... The only reason why that's happening is because we're filming this, or we're recording this at a very late hour.
Yeah, very late.
So that's the only reason why that's happening. It's not that we're boring each other. No, we're not
boring at all.
We're not bored at all.
Fuck no, we're not bored at all.
No, I could...
What the fuck?
I could keep on doing this.
Yeah.
Doing it and doing it. Doing it now. I will record 500 hours and I could record 500 more.
Da 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 da.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, but it sucks, because the fair, fuck, man, like that, it really... I know there's going to be a lot of people like, fuck, dude, like, fuck this pandemic, dude.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, this shit's whack. We missed the fucking fair. We didn't take no family pics. We didn't, like, because everybody's, like, bored at home. But there are some people that are still going to the casinos.
Oh, I know.
Still going out, doing them. Which, by all means, that's cool and everything, but please be safe out there.
Yeah, please be careful. Please
wear your fucking mask and please sanitize your fucking hands.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, is just make sure that you don't let yourself slip up. It's easy to slip up. Yeah. Like, it's easy to not wash your hands on accident. Like, if you get right when you get home from being outside, wash your hands. If you're about to eat, wash your hands. Yep. Wash your hands after you touch something that, like your phone, or like touching your, like, let's say you jump in your car real quick to drive somewhere and you drive back. You didn't really go anywhere, but you touched your steering wheel. Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to, because you never know.
This shit's scary.
I mean, it's more, I know they're saying that it's more about like the droplets and the air and all that stuff, but I'm just saying that, like, you know, just make sure the surfaces that you touch, and that you touch your face and your mouth and all that stuff, just make sure that it's all clean, because that's the worst thing, is to get something because you weren't following, you know, like, you just weren't being careful.
The year 2020, your mama's a hoe.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Like, 2021, the jury's still out.
Dad, 2021 is just the beginning, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we already dealt with some crazy shit.
Yeah, that's true.
The siege on the Capitol.
Yeah.
The Gorilla Glue chick.
Yeah. Tiger Woods flipping his fucking car. Oh, my gosh.
What the fuck? Besides all that.
I don't know where that happened. I didn't get to read what happened, but it just happened.
In LA somewhere, because he was doing a photo shoot with the football player. I forgot who it was.
Yeah.
And
it sucks. He just started coming back from like all the surgery stuff that happened.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like,
he took a big L, bro.
Well, I'm saying,
especially with the quartz.
Well, I'm saying, you know, like, the whole thing went down with, like, all the, like, not the, I want to say Me Too, but it's, like, all the girlfriends that he had and all that shit that went down and all that whole controversy.
That's why all the tabloids.
He lost his sponsorships and all this stuff started happening. And then he started to slowly come back, start playing, just gaining back his traction. He won the Masters that one time. And then he just started to come back. And finally people are like, oh, Tiger's Tiger again. Yeah. And then.
Nope, not today. Damn. No, not in this house.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what happened. Right, too soon?
No, that's not too soon.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, you know, that's just, it's crazy. And, like, I just hope he's okay, you know? I don't wish any death on any anybody to get hurt because, especially right now, like, there's too much out there to kill us. You know, there's too many dangerous things out there. Like, I really just hope everyone stays safe and all that stuff. That's the only good karma I could send out. Got to keep it pap.
Yeah, dude. We got to keep it pap, dude. Because if you ain't keeping it pap, it ain't going to hap.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. You know?
Yeah.
Tick clack.
Yeah.
Kickity yak.
Don't talk back. 10 racks.
Like that. Just keep it pat.
I eat my green eggs and ham.
Sam I am. Sam I am. With a serious face and everything like this. Like, green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
Sam I am. Ha. Keep it pat.
Keep it pat.
Yeah, but that's pretty fucked up. And also, like, besides that, like, in our own backyard.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame. It's pretty fucked up. No one doesn't deserve this death. Nobody doesn't deserve to fucking die.
Yeah.
It's already bad enough we have a fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
It's already bad enough we're all struggling. It's already bad enough.
Cancer.
And
all the other things.
We have other shit like cancer, AIDS, etc. All this other shit. And this store owner, I believe his name is Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're right.
And yeah, his name's Chris.
Yeah.
He's from Cat City. Neighborhood good guy.
Yeah.
He's a neighborhood good guy. This is what you call a neighborhood good guy. Like, if you go to his store and you're short, he'll give you credit for it.
Yeah.
If you're struggling to put food on the table, he'll give you credit for it.
Yeah.
If you need anything, he'll help you out. Whatever he can do, he'll try to help you out. Yeah. He was a neighborhood good guy. And then this fucking dude, whoever this person is.
Yeah.
I don't wish jail upon nobody, dude. I don't wish jail upon nobody because that's some hoe shit. But you don't fucking go. All right, if you're gonna do a job,
yeah.
If you're gonna, I get it. You're struggling. You need fucking money, and right now times are hella hard.
Right.
If you're gonna rob the place, rob the place.
Yeah.
Don't. All right, let me rephrase that. I sounded bad right there, dude.
I'm like, are you trying to say?
Let me rephrase that.
All right. Let's do this. I was
kidding. Lock and load. No. I'm not condoning no violence. I'm not trying to influence anybody to do bad shit. No, stay your asses out of fucking trouble. We already have too much shit going on.
Yeah.
One topic at a time. One agenda at a time.
Yeah.
But like, if you're really like down on your luck and you're like, fuck, dude, I need fucking money. Okay, I'll rob this place. All right, you just rob the place. You don't have to kill nobody. Nobody does not need to die. Simple as that.
Shit. Yeah.
Over what?
Over stupid shit like money, shit that could be replaced.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be replaced by the insurance company. You don't need to just take it and go.
Yeah, exactly. You do not need to kill nobody. And it's fucked up what happened to this fucking awesome soul that helped anybody. That's what every neighborhood needs. I believe, I strongly believe that's what every neighborhood has. They always have that one good guy.
Yeah.
That you could go to their store and they'll hook you up. Yeah. And then you just pay him back. Yeah. That's how it should be. Like, this dude was an old school soul with old school ties, with old school everything, right? But his life was taken away, and that's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's sad, dude. It's sad. It's not even cool, dude. Like, but you know what though? I'm sorry if I'm sounding like very emotional about it. Very, very sad about it. I just want to send a shout out to Chris's family.
Yeah.
And also may his family get justice, and may Chris himself rest in paradise. Like,
yeah,
I feel like I needed to say that, because even though I don't know that dude, I know what kind of person he is, because growing up, we all met those kind of people.
Yeah.
And they are a big, big blessing in disguise. Yeah. Like, the neighborhood should be protecting them.
Yeah.
That's true. How I feel. I'm sorry. Like, dude, like, it just pisses me off.
And I'm pretty sure they are. Like, they have photos out there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're trying to find this guy. Supposedly this guy that they know about is local, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, most people know, like, it's almost like, I don't want to compare it to this.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, when there's a respected artist, this is a really bad analogy, but if somebody, a respected artist, paints a mural,
right?
Most graffiti artists that respect other artists will stay away from graffitiing all over that mural.
Yeah, exactly.
And in the same sense with, like, when you're in the neighborhood, and you're in your own neighborhood or in the Coachella Valley or something like that, if you're going to rob or do whatever, you rob whatever, but you usually don't take any lot, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say go rob or whatever. I'm saying you just don't start innocent people don't need to be part of your collateral damage. You know, like with drive-bys and stuff, like the little kids that have been, you know, kids like
that have been hit
and shit. Like, that's the type of stuff.
Cool. That shit's not cool at all. Like, it's just, fuck, dude. Like, are we really getting to that fucking point in this lifetime?
I don't know. Like, I hope not.
I hope not either. Like, it's fucking heartbreaking as shit.
Yeah.
Just like the mural in Indio
on
the boulevard. It pissed me off when that youngster did what he did, because you cannot fix that at all. The artist that did that, he's already passed away. He passed away from cancer.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up, dude. Like that's a classical fucking piece. You don't fucking do that, dude.
Yeah. What's wrong with it? Like, what?
Like, well, who in their right mind would want to fucking put, you know what I mean? Like, who in their right mind would want to put fucking shit on a classical mirror?
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
That's your lover? I bet she don't be no angel. I bet she thought of creeping. Where she going, where she leaving? I swear that girl be a demon, a demon, a demon. She don't want a man, she want a god like Athena.
What is up, guys? These 10 fire new tracks by Mills the God are out now on all the streaming platforms. You gotta check out his new album, God Complex. 10 tracks of fire. You guys gotta go and check it out. Give me pussy, she gon' give me neck. She out of this world, I call her Space Jam. She my Lola Bunny, yup. And I'm a spaceman, I telephone home. When she feel alone, I'm feeling all loner. Boning, zoning to my songs, them feelings getting stronger. Type of shit I'm on, yup. Smoking California, I keep another roll. Yep, I turned her to a stoner. That's your love, that's your love. I bet she don't be no angel. I bet she thought of creeping. Where she going, where she leaving? I swear that girl be a demon, a demon, a demon. She don't want a man, she want a god like Athena. See an angel, I'm a demon. God told her not to be around me for a reason. All right.
Yeah.
Classical murals.
Like the classical mural, how I found out, like, how I know how that person passed away a long time ago. It's not just only this person, but like my sis said, like my sister Stella said, she said like other people went in on that project, but the one person that I know that put in work on that project as well, on that classical mural on Indio Boulevard, was he used to work in the hospital.
Yeah,
he was like one of the main nurses, one of the male nurses, one of the main dudes over there. And my brother, he used to work at JFK at the time, and he was, this dude was an artist. He was a very gifted artist. He made a dope ass fucking an African out of a piece of wood, like a piece of like mesquite. He carved it into a badass mask.
Yeah,
like that's how gifted this guy was. Like he really did love his art. And then when he did that mural on the side of the wall with the Indians, with the natives, yeah, he did that with other people. And when I saw it vandalized, I'm like, dude, you're a piece of shit, whoever did this, dude. Like, yeah, don't fucking do that, dude. And yeah, but I, going back to the topic with that gentleman named Chris.
Yeah.
Like, rest in peace to him, and I hope, and my condolences to him and his family, because like I said, everybody has that neighborhood good guy. That's what you call a neighborhood good guy, when a person cares for his community and fucking, and by all means, he'll do whatever he can to do to help out.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you call a neighborhood good guy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? And every neighborhood, and I bet the whole Coachella Valley would probably say, yeah, we do have that. We do have that. Like, yeah, fuck yeah. We have a couple of those neighborhood good guys. You know what I mean? Like, at Chihuahua's Market, Joe. One of them. Shout out to Joe. Shout out to Chihuahua's Market. We love you. Salam at K&A. You know, who else? Like, there's too many to name out there. Yeah. I'm just throwing out a couple names here and there.
For sure.
But we have those people that will look out for, that believe in that old school code, like, take care of our own, you know? And as for this piece of shit, I'm sorry. I don't know the dude, but you're a piece of shit for fucking killing an innocent person, dude.
Yeah.
That's in my book. Like, you're a real piece of shit, dude. Like, you could have just robbed a person.
Yeah.
And not kill nobody, and everything would have been copacetic. But no, you had to fucking take more than just money. Like, you're like, damn, dude. It's just heartbreaking as fuck.
Yeah.
And we are living in some really fucked up times.
Yeah, really dark times.
But you know what, though? Sorry for being, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I apologize for if I'm sounding like very emotional. But I just let that get out of my chest.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm going to upbeat this a little bit.
Pap it.
I'm gonna pap it a little bit. Thank you, sis. I love it. That's what I need, a little spark right there. But
yeah, we just need to pap it up.
Yeah, we need to pap this shit up, dude. Like you know, like, damn, make it possible as always. So yeah, other than that though, so shout outs?
Yeah.
Or sis, you have anything to say? No, you sure? How's it coming out? Can we see?
Magic cover your eyes and shirts. So yeah, now your shirts and your
dope pants. That's fucking dope.
That is dope. I'm excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what we're excited about, it's my sister from another mister, you know? The one and only Mrs. X, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the head lady in charge.
Yep, CEO Desert Risen. CEO of
Desert Risen. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Owner and founder
of My Fat Ass Wood, you know? the wifey of Saiyan, Super Saiyan Sales.
You know? Super Saiyan Savings.
Super Saiyan Savings, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's making some dope-ass illustration of Dio and I. Yeah. It's pretty fucking dope, I wonder. She already made our eyebrows on point.
Yeah, our eyebrows look microbladed.
Fucking damn. She should have said, I can't let you guys go out like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, you're a real one.
My eyebrows look like I just left Jackie's place at CN Nails.
Ah, shit.
In La Quinta.
Yeah, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We already gave you an Easter egg. Anyways.
We got to give a shout out to Andy from Legit Bagel.
Hey, yo. Shout out to motherfucking Andy from Legit Bagels, man. The avocado. Fire.
I know.
The OG. Fire.
Yeah.
The little pizzas. Fire.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm a crackhead for it now, dude. Like,
I know.
Like, damn, dude, those bagels were off the fucking chain. At first, I thought it was only gonna be like one bagel.
Yeah.
When I first, and this was today.
Yeah.
Today, I ordered my first fucking legit bagels.
Yeah.
It was legit. It was official, legit. Like a referee whistle.
I know. I need to start like ordering. Sometimes I just forget to. That I have all this at my disposal, like, I mean, like, not disposal, but I have all these places I can go that I don't, sometimes I look around and I think of what's open right now. Oh, yeah. Everyone's going to be at all these places.
Yeah.
But then if I just think about my true places that I could go where, you know, only I know about.
Only I know about.
The hole in the wall, dude. But it's
all the hole nice in the hole walls. In the wall. All the homies and all the homeboys and homegirls that are cooking from the pad.
Yeah.
Homemade cooking, you know, like. All right, I guess I'll say this motherfucker's name. He knows who I'm talking about. I want to know who won that damn contest.
We're not going to say no names.
I'm not going to say no names, but rhymes with clue. It rhymes with
wig.
Wig.
Bosch's is
glue.
Bleeby blue. Damn. Wig wash is BB blue.
BB blue.
If wig y'all don't wash know is BB blue.
Yeah, that guy. He knows who I'm talking about. I'm not going to. Fuck that. I want to know who won. Anyways.
But he has bomb-ass fucking dry ribs.
Fucking dry ribs ever, bro.
We can't say the name.
But I ain't saying no names. I'm saying he got some bomb-ass ribs. Tri-tips.
Yeah,
waiting
cornbread.
Waiting for the chili to be made. You know? Homemade cornbread. All that good stuff. But yeah, but back to Legit Bagels. Shout out to Legit Bagels.
Big shout out to Legit Bagels.
Big shout out to the guy that does the barbecue.
Yep, the guy who does the barbecue. Wig washes barbecue.
Yeah, that guy. Chef Steve.
Oh, yeah, I saw that you posted Steve. Chef yes. Steve.
Chef Steve. Shout out to Chef Steve, the big homie Chef Steve. Hey, keep hustling, Papa. We see you. Hey.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Philly cheesesteak, off the chain.
Yeah.
Off the chain. Oh, and Chef Gomez at Bermuda Dunes Country Club.
Yeah.
I'm not even supposed to say that whack-ass country club's name, but shout out to Bermuda Dunes Country Club, Chef Gomez. Yeah, he's always good. Hooking up the box with goodies.
Yeah.
You know?
The box gets goodies.
Oh, yeah. We call it the penalty box. The
penalty box.
Not
the burger box.
Not the burger box. Hey, shout out to Burger Box. Shout out to Bob's Twin Kitchen. Shout out to... shout out to Papa Heads.
Okay.
Shout out to Papa Heads. Shout out to... to Tanks Aguachiles.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Shout out to Magic and Shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to... shit.
Sweet Jane's Cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Jane's Cupcakes.
Shout out to...
Shout out to Nima Drips.
Shout out to 760 Beer Candy.
Hey, shout out to Chabela's Dulces.
Shout out to Desert Resin.
Desert Resin, we see you, baby. Always hooking up with the Dominoes and Brass Knuckles and all that good shit.
Shout out to my fat ass Wood Instagram page.
Hey, my fat ass Wood, though. Need to do another segment.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Shout out to some rappers. What about some rappers?
Oh man.
Mills the God.
Hey, nah, he's not a god, bro. That's Nostradamus, bro.
Yeah, I remember Nostradamus.
Yeah, Nostradamus, that little shit, little homie predicted the future of 2020.
Yeah.
No loves, no hugs. Simple as that.
He has a new video out right now. Yes. That's No Angel.
No Angel. Is that your lover?
Is that your lover?
Like this little motherfucker.
You know she ain't no angel.
Yeah.
I know. His video just came out. And it's directed by Angel Chavez, right?
Ain't that some shit? That's dope.
Crazy.
Hey, run up the little homie's numbers on YouTube on No Angel.
Yeah.
Mills the God.
That's a dope ass video too. Yeah. It's all filmed out here, it looks like.
Yeah.
It's all local.
All like half of it's from Coachella, the other half's at La Quinta Park, the other half is at Indio somewhere.
Yeah, where those surfboard things are on Monroe or Jackson.
On 111.
Yeah, 111 in Jackson or something like that.
Yeah, man. Like shout out to little Mills.
Yeah.
Fucking
killing it.
Nostradamus, keep killing it, kid.
Yeah, I saw Sam in the video too.
Yeah.
Diggs, right?
Yeah, Diggs.
Yeah.
Yup.
Shout out to those guys. Shout out to Lieutenant.
Shout out to Lieutenant L00.
Yeah.
All in. We didn't even plan that shit. But shout out to Buck Rugs and Philly Mills. Desert Eagles. Yes. Shout out to Desert Eagles and Jay Patron.
Oh, Jay Patron. Shout out to the Goons.
Yeah. Shout out to the Goon Squad and fucking. Also, shout out to Cakes and the Snakes. Cakes and the Assholes, but they changed it to Cakes and the Snakes. Yeah. Lady That's Cakes. Crazy. She's a fellow photographer.
Dope.
She's one of my inspirations. Love her art.
Yeah.
She's also like everything she does. She also runs on West Coast Cannabis.
Oh crap.
Yeah. So
that's
shout
a good
out to,
person to know.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to West Coast Cannabis. You know what's up.
Shout out to Rerun Lighthouse. Photography.
Hey, who's that guy?
Shout out to Made with Love.
Hey, who's that guy? Shout out to
Savvy Sweets.
I'm sorry, my bad. Savvy Sweets with them bomb ass sweets. Cake Boss ain't got shit on you.
Nope.
Fuck
Shout
Cake
out
Boss.
To Baked Blossoms by Steph.
Baked Blossoms by Steph. Shout out to her too. Shit. Shout out to all the weed dispensaries for keeping everybody calm in a way.
Yeah. Stress relief
right there. Like, shout out to all them. Shout out to all my potheads out there.
Shout out to Smiley Face Farms.
Smiley Face Farms.
Yeah.
Shout out.
It's one of my homies.
Oh, one of the undisclosed locations.
One of my homies.
Okay, shout out to the...
He the homie.
Okay.
For a long time.
Shout out to him. Shout out to him. You know? Shout out to, shit.
I'm glad you have some weed dispensary.
We gotta, shout out to the Lighthouse. Shout out to Libra. Shout out to West Coast.
I gotta say a shout out to... I kind of reconnected with one of my friends from high school.
Oh, sweet.
JFA. His name is Jonathan Freeman Anderson.
Why does he got to have my first name for?
I gotta give a shout out to him. I've been listening to his podcast and different things, and he's really funny. I always see, like, he always puts, like, he keeps it pap. Nice. Like, all the time. He's always pap. Putting, like, really funny, he's like, pap. Yeah, he's always putting really funny, like, posts up and stuff like that, so it's really cool.
Nice.
He has a podcast called the Free Brightness Podcast.
Free Brightness?
Brightness.
That sounds dope as fuck.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I gotta check that out. I gotta send a special shout out. I reconnected to my boy from high school. I haven't heard from this guy in years.
Yeah.
Last I heard he wasn't doing too good, but now that I talked to him, he's hanging in there. He's a father of four kids.
Nice. Oh wow.
Shout out to my boy Junior, aka Lupe Garcia. Shout out to that fucker.
Yeah.
Love you, dog, and I'm glad that you're doing good. And shout out to all the mom and pop stores out there in the Coachella Valley. You are not forgotten. My locals out here in the Coachella Valley, please shop local.
Yeah.
Fuck these. All right. Go to the big corporations just in case if you need to get your toilet paper.
You know what I mean? Go to the big corporations and steal.
Yeah, go to the big corporations and steal. Fuck the man.
Self-checkout.
20% off. 20% off with the five-finger discount.
Fuck. Scan a piece of celery as a PlayStation 5.
Hey, I'm going to try that. I'm going to see if I can get away with that. Nice. But yeah, shout out to all the locals that are fucking still standing strong. And still pushing it. And also to all the hustlers out there, fucking, if you're gonna do it, de-wash that shit.
Yeah.
Do it with a smile.
And grind.
And grind.
Smile and grind.
Smile and grind. That's the word of the, that is the forever mood of this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think it is.
And also, one last but not least, to the people that have been listening to us since when Dio was by himself, rolling solo.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, shit, like, and then I came in the mix, and then look at us. We're like one big happy family in this fucker.
Yeah.
Like, without you guys, we would just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, thank you so much. Like, seriously, like,
fuck, you have no idea, like.
Thank you for sharing it. Yeah. Like, sharing it with people and saying, hey, have you heard this?
Yeah.
Like, that is cool. I love when people do that.
Yeah. Shout out to fucking Wheezy, baby.
Oh, please Wheezy. Forget the baby. I love Wheezy. He's cool.
Fucking Wheezy.
He always shares our posts and stuff.
Fucking Wheezy. Fucking shout out to Wheezy.
Shout out to Wheezy.
And then fucking
shout out to Sway's Barbershop.
Sway's Barbershop. Making motherfuckers look fresh and
yeah, my barber Mike.
Okay.
M-I-C.
Okay.
Yeah.
K-E-Y.
M-O-U-S-C.
Shout out to Mr. Sam's Barbershop.
Oh, Sam's Barbershop.
Yes, sir. He used to run Champions Barbershop.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
At the mall with the one with the fucking basketball court in
there. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to him. Shout out to Ty Hearns. Yeah, my big cousin Ty Hearns. Hey, fucking keep hustling, big cousin. Shout out to Abel from Las Camaraderies Barbershop. Shout out to Mr. Cuts. Yes. Shout out to him. Shout out to
Mondo.
To Doe. Yeah, Doughboy Fades.
Doughboy Fades.
Yeah, you gotta get. Hey, that guy needs to hand out some business cards and shit.
I know.
Yeah. Shout out to all the dog kennels breeding dogs and giving them to good homes and shit. There's too many candles to name, so I'm just gonna say shout out. Seriously, seriously, like those dog candles are like car shots. I thought
you were gonna sing like Sarah McLachlan, like
what the fuck? No. No,
like you know, it's gonna go like in the arms of the angels, and away
from here. You're so cheesy, bro.
I love it.
Just kidding.
For 50 cents a day. You can give one of these dogs
nice home. All right. Oh, that tear jerking commercial.
Yeah, the one that makes me cry. I love that one.
No.
I love that one. I mean, I don't love the commercial. It's sad, but I remember it.
Yeah.
And when you were saying, like, shout out to the dog kennels, I thought of that. For some reason, I wasn't saying it in a bad way. I was saying it in a funny way.
I know.
I was thinking of.
But yeah, also, shout out to you guys once again.
Thank you
for listening to us. And yeah. That's pretty much it.
All our shout outs. And I just want to thank you guys for listening so much. We try to keep it pap as much as we could.
Yeah. But until next time. Stay safe.
Stay washing your hands.
Stay sanitizing your hands.
Yep.
Wear a fucking mask.
That's right.
And
stay 6 feet apart.
Stay 6 feet. Do we really have to stay 6 feet apart?
I don't know. Maybe we just blow each other kisses all day.
I can't picture a dude. That's weird, bro.
It is weird.
Imagine seeing a hard motherfucker like looking at his homie like this and like.
No, how do you, like, do a far shake, a far hand,
or go like this?
Throw a heart sign,
like say what's up, but throwing a heart.
What's up, homie? I love you, homie.
Love you, dog.
I love you, dog. I love you, homie.
Yeah.
As long as they're not going, I will walk 500 miles, and I will run 500 more.
Da da da.
Oh my god.
But until then, thank you for listening. And wanna say something, sis?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great night.
Hey, what's goody goody? This is your boy Rerun. If you guys want to have those special events, actually have those in the moment type of scenery, well, hit me up at my IG at Rerun Photography 7586, or you can hit me up on my email at rerun_4975@yahoo.com. And if you want to make another appointment with me or whatever, just hit me up on the DM or email me. And thank you for listening to Dalvish's World Radio Podcast.